Hello and welcome to
Digital Shomai, the podcast that may be more Mongolian than Chinese.
Whoa, we are your hosts. I'm Abel Maningas from 10 and 11 Design.
I'm Kevin Lee from Scale Up Solutions. Oh, ano tingin mo sa ano ko, Abel? Sa Shomai trivia natin for the session.
Napawa ko nga ako eh, di ba? Diba? Halatang ano eh. Itong intro natin, hindi natin pre-prepare in advance. Ito yung authentic. Ano live to? Recording.
Pati siya may trivia natin, educational.
Wait lang, talaga Mongolian?
Kasi ano siya, yung origins daw niya was during the Mongolian invasion of China. Yung dynasty na yon. Tapos yung actual location is near the Mongolian border.
Kung saan siya nang galing.
Oo. So, yung speculation is, syempre, what I inferred was, it may be more Mongolian than Chinese in origin. Di ba? Iisip mo yun? Shomai, di ba?
Blew my mind.
It's always associated with Chinese food. But in fact, yung pala, pwede siya sa mga Mongolian rice bowl.
Mongolian rice bowl talaga. You're gonna learn today. Learn today. Okay, Kev, kumusta ka naman? Kumusta yung past 2 weeks mo?
Ang bilis. January is almost over.
Yeah.
I think yun na lang masasabi ko. January is almost over. Well, as a wrestling fan, I'm looking forward to Royal Rumble. The weekend Royal Rumble. So, I think yun lang isa sa mga pinapanood ko. Pay-per-view talaga sa wrestling. But aside from that, work from home pa rin. So, I'm still fortunate na I don't get to be exposed, especially in the office. So, ayun. What about you, Abel? How's your 2 weeks?
Okay naman. By the time nga na lalabas tong episode, it's already February, di ba? So, ang bilis nung 2021, no? Like, exciting and medyo nakakatakot din. Pero hopefully things are a lot better. I think people are adjusting more. I've adjusted better. Because, well, I think most of it I could attribute to going to the office that we rent. Though it's a small office. Dalawa lang kami ng partner mo, ni Andrew. Diba? So, shout out to Andrew Liao. It's good for me kasi there's separation of work and life. I mean, that's not really true in your head. You always think about it. Pero at least the environment changes, and I think that's a really big thing. I've noticed that a lot of the bad habits that I developed during the quarantine, mas nawala na siya ngayon. Mas chill na ako, honestly. Like, bad habits meaning mabilis lang uminit yung ulo ko. Pero, or irritable ako before nung meet ng quarantine. But now, a lot better, to be honest. Talagang maganda yung nakakalabas ka, di ba? So
that's good.
Nice.
I think yun din naman yung pinag-uusapan nga natin, di ba, when going back to the office. I was heavily considering joining you guys there. Ang talagang nagpipigil lang sa akin is, most of the time during the day, I'm really focused on internet calls. So, ang takot ko kasi, baka mag-drop. So, ayun, parang sayang lang din yung, at saka kumakain ako ng bandwidth nating lahat. bandwidth sa office. But yeah, I think I would agree with you na there's really that psychological thing eh, na kahit ako, I still feel it at home. Here, lalo na kwarto ko, di ba? I'm parang designated corners na nga ako eh. Hindi siya room.
I don't know what you mean.
Work corner. Tapos may designated entertainment corner or sleep corner.
Sa akin, equator pa lang. May half lang ako.
Ako, corner na eh. Corner na talaga eh. So, I think, I'm happy for you na at least you get that psychological divide.
Yeah.
Right?
Although, drawback lang I have to spend on gas na. like before, di ba, wala. Pero malapit lang naman kahit pa paano. So at least there's that. Pero yeah, it's been fun going to the office. I feel like I do a lot more nga eh. Because I guess mas constrained ka. I think that's something that we talked about then in the first few episodes in time boxing. Since I feel like I have to go home, mas okay, trabaho ka na. Parang ganun. Although, in-influence din ako ni Andrew maglaro ng games. So, yun
lang. Nakikwento nga niya.
Yeah. Yun, so, let's get to our topic na, Kev. Before maging kwentuhan session nga ulit, no? We'll do this in the after show. So, to the audience, we'll be in the Discord every other Thursday. So, that's after the recording. We're saying it now early para kahit i-drop niyo yung episode. Narinig niyo na.
At least it becomes routinary, di ba? Na around 9 to 9:30, we'll be hanging out on the Discord channel. Yeah, so, hanging out with our listeners. Yep.
Okay. So, Kevin, our topic for today is when to go digital. Last week, we talked about investing in digital and what they need to know, di ba? So, what kind of investment in terms of money you have to put in and other stuff, efforts. And then, pero what you could do as investing in digital naman. So mm-hmm. I think now it's important nga, as we talked about before this, it's important to talk about when to go and do it. Kasi hindi naman pwedeng arbitrary decision lang siya. Although, pwede mo sabihin na, pero at least be more strategic, diba?
Trip mo na, no? Sige nga, gawa ko website.
Why not, diba? Pero if you're gonna spend money, you have to have some reason. So I think that's what we'll be talking about today, tonight. Kasi kahit, although it's a when, it's more of a trigger, diba? Things that would happen in your business or happening in your business or in your industry that would trigger you to invest. So, okay, I think it's good na we enumerate first our reasons. Okay, Kev, ikaw muna. I'm sure mag-overlap tayo. So, ikaw na lang muna magbigay nung when to go digital.
Sige, ladies first.
Wow.
Sige, for me, I have four whens here. So, the first one is, it's when a good chunk of your customers are already asking for your, quote-unquote, your page. So, think of it as an FB page, a Shopee page, or your own personal web page. Mm. So that's my first win. My second is, when you spend a lot of time or when you spend a lot of resources or manpower doing a single process. That's my second win. In reverse naman, I think para a subset, medyo nandadaya ako, di ba? A subset is, if you could not look for the right, kung wala ka mahanap na manpower to do a certain process. So I'm just taking it to the extremes.
Okay. Subset of the second one that you mean.
Subset siya ng second one. My third one is, I think this is relatively straightforward, when the business model you created calls for it.
Okay. Sige.
I think last is rather special. So, I'm gonna give a shout out to all of the Chinese businesses out there. If it's when the newer generation calls for automation.
Okay.
Yeah. So yun yung ano ka, Abel. Four wins. How about yours?
I think you got most of it. I worded it differently. Syempre, hindi naman natin pinag-usapan to. Pero, siguro, my first will be something more specific and I think could be more attractive to people is new revenue streams or opportunities for new revenue channels. I think that's very related naman to what you mentioned, yung your business model calls for it. I think lang business model becomes more, parang mas complicated siya, di ba? So, revenue specifically. Competition, pressure of competition, yun yung second ko. So, if marami nang pumapasok sa industry mo, you have to have something different that will differentiate your business. And then lastly is growth. I think that, pero growth, pero specifically decision making. I think going digital, that's something that people tend to forget na if you go digital, you have more power to make decisions. Okay. So let's go at it one by one, no? Let's go with your first.
Okay. So, kaya ako nasabi when a good chunk of your customers are asking for a page. It's really because. But I feel that from the customers that we interact with, right? Yung mga kumukuha ng asking for a website, asking for a back-end system. Most of the time, pag during the interview process of the engagement, we often figure out that long before they approach us, people are already clamoring for a page. So so this is not something that is created out of nowhere. So basically, it's out of anecdotal evidence, eh. Diba? Ang lagi naming tanong sa kanila, okay, so kailan pa yung customers mo or clients mo naghahanap ng page? Kasi from their clients, it can range from businesses themselves or individuals, right?
Yeah.
So, lagi nilang sinasabi, from the moment they talk to us, probably there's around a good 2 to 3 months that passed by. So, it's a recurring incident or a recurring instance, rather. Ang take naman namin doon, or at least my take on it is, usually, especially sa mga Facebook marketplace, di ba? Especially when you're browsing for stuff, if certain descriptions or you need certain clarifications for the item that you want to purchase, you want that immediate information. Mm. Diba? You wanted that immediate information. And yung pag-reach out sa mga seller, pag-reach out sa mga most of the time takes too long eh. Di naman sasabihin nila within the hour, right? Within the hour, they'll get back to you. But in reality, ako, personally, I'm guilty of this. I want my answer immediately.
Yeah.
I want my answer immediately.
The
way we interpret, diba?
Mm-mm.
So yeah, the way we interpret that is, your customers want to have those kinds of information immediately. So kaya they are requesting for if there is a page, a Facebook page, an Instagram page, a website. Kasi the expectation is, most of the information that they wanna know are already there. Tapos magtatanong na lang sila sa'yo for any exceptions, right? Yung parang very obscure question or very obscure detail doon sa product or service. Yeah. So yun yung isa sa mga take ko. So this is really more of a customer driven approach, if you will.
Yep. Actually, you've hit the nail. Exactly. Yun yung sasabihin ko, paano ko papasok dun sa what you've said. Kasi what I wrote, although tinanggal ko na, and then I mentioned, what's customer experience nga? Diba? Definitely, that's the exact same thing. So, customers have different demands na today kasi nga, different modes of getting information, different channels, especially the internet. They're very much more demanding. Actually, swerte ka nga na if your customers really ask for it, eh. At least there's a immediate and parang there's a push talaga na from the end user na asking you to give them that information. There's no better way to make that decision, diba? So it's all about improving the customer experience, eh. Especially today nga na I think even though you're not a service business, you could be a product business, say selling shoes, you still need to give some sort of service. Kasi you have to talk to the customer, you have to answer their questions. So that's one way to improve that experience and the service. So may ganong kinds of demands na today. All right. Sige. So next, ano yung next item mo?
Ah, next item ko. I think before I proceed, pwede ko lang din i-add sa when, at least a subset, syempre nandadaya na ako, di ba? It's when multiple customers are asking the same questions most of the time. or if I'm gonna put a time frame every day.
Yeah.
Diba?
I can only imagine you diba? Answering yung, the same question 50 times a day.
Oh, lalo na, syempre notorious yung how much po, but I think that's an outlier kasi
HM question mark.
HM question mark. HM po, PM me. But I think ano, joking aside, right? It puts a precedent towards your business na okay. Maybe it's about time I put an FAQ somewhere that can answer the most generic questions my customers are looking for. And this kind of ties to the immediate information that my customer would want.
Yeah.
Would want answered, rather.
Yeah.
So, yun, I'm just lumping it together.
Kaya ka ba natatawa?
Hindi, natawa ko sa ano eh. Inside joke, di ba? Siyempre, baka maging age. It may not age well. Pero yung sinabi mo online selling ng shoes. May iba ko na alam.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Anyway.
Okay.
Being meta. Sige. My second win is when you spend a lot of manpower and resources doing a single process. So, ito yung mga, let's say, you have a good number of branches, diba, that you supply inventory to. Then, at the end of every month, you meticulously collate or consolidate the sales report. Minamanipulate mo yung Excel sheet, or worse, you input it in an Excel sheet or a spreadsheet. Then you manipulate that spreadsheet to yung mag-add ka ng columns or remove ka ng columns. Iba-iba yung format. Inconsistent yung numbers na dumadating. So those kinds of processes, it can even go to almost every week, nagbibilang ka ng inventory.
Yeah.
Nagbibilang ka ng inventory, di ba? So, and I think it also ties to, you spend a lot of your time doing admin work.
Yeah.
So, I feel this is when you should really consider investing in digital. Kasi, syempre, I'm not degrading any kind of work. All work is important.
Good work.
Right? Yep. All work is good work. However, as a business owner, I feel that you would want to spend your time being more productive towards the growth of your business.
Yep.
And when you do most of your time admin work, parang it's incremental yung growth ng business mo eh. Not unlike you're talking to potential suppliers, talking to potential partners. Mm-hmm. Diba? So that's when I say you spend a lot of manpower or resources. Kasi resources can be money. Manpower can be ang dami mong personnel na tagabilang ng or taga-collate ng sales report, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I say. Na,
and time pa, di ba?
Exactly. Time pa. Mm-hmm. Especially if you do it manually. Manual yung method ng resources mo. So the resources you spend doing it manually or spending for manpower, it probably be money well spent for investing in digital. And there's a big possibility na yung spending mo can actually stabilize or minimize even.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's very true. And I think here in the Philippines, that's really something that you would notice a lot with the available or like with the services that you see. Like minsan naawa ko with people working in yung as parking attendants, not to knock them off, pero very enclosed ka lang kasi doon mausok and stuff doon sa parking, and pero like there's a very easy solution for that eh. So I think minsan yung business owners are not making the proper decisions lang na that person could be doing something more productive and something better, not just for the business, but for that person themselves, diba? So I think I would summarize what you've said into two things. That's yung, well, tedium, kasi these tasks na paulit-ulit that you have to do, admin work, as you've said, is very tedious. Parang ang tagal gawin and you have to do it every time, but it's necessary. So, although usually it's not really that hard, pero it's long and involves a lot of focus na pwede mo naman i-optimize. I think speaking to that point lang, there's this term that's medyo kalat na ngayon or medyo ginagamit ngayon. It's called struggle porn. Tawag nila.
Struggle porn.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's
when people sort of enrich themselves na parang or indulge themselves kasi nagsa-struggle sila. So kunwari, nagsusulat ako every day ng mga sales records ko, manually sinusulat ko. So yung feeling ko is, oh, sobrang productive ko today. Tinatype ko every transaction. Pero pwede namang magre-record ang transaction mo. So I feel good kasi I'm working. Pero hindi naman talaga effective work, di ba? Especially right. As a business owner. Parang sayang lang yung time mo nga, as you've said earlier. You're wasting your time doing that kind of task when you should be investing it in something else. Making better management decisions and that kind of stuff. So you're not very effective. So if you come to a point na ganun yung ginagawa mo, I think that's a good indicator na you should try to find solutions that would automate, in this case, automate. I think very good yung people our age with this eh. Kasi, di ba, millennials nga daw are tamad eh. Tamad yep. Tayo. Ganyan. Pero, ang sagot ko lang dyan is, efficient tayo. Di ba? Maghahanap ka lang ng paraan para ano,
efficiency,
para mapadali.
Laziness masked as efficiency.
Pero di ba, there's this saying na give the hardest work now to the lazy person because they'll find a way to do it easy.
Yep.
So, dun siya pumapasok. Magugulat ka na lang yung tao mo gumawa ng Excel macro na sobrang bilis tos. Naglalaro na lang ng computer pag sinip.
But that said, definitely Abel and I, you're not lazy, right? We're not lazy. Right?
Okay lang. I'm we're efficient.
We're just agreeing to a saying.
Mm. Yeah, na-practice ko na yung ano, default word na in my head yung sagot dun. I'm efficient. Okay. So, yeah. You mentioned din pala people and management problems. I think that's very related and subset nga siya nung what you said. People and management problems. Kasi as much as we don't or as much as we deny it, managing people is a lot harder than managing solutions like than a piece of software. It would be more expensive, I will admit, on the front end. Ibig sabihin, yung initial investment mo could be more expensive. Pero you pay it once and then kahit pa paano, hindi naman na tuloy-tuloy na ganun kalaki yung babayaran mo. And then wala kang sakit ng ulo. Pag gumana na yung piece of software, tuloy-tuloy na siya. And
iwan
then
mo na siya dyan. Yeah.
Yeah, and then meron ka ng accountable na meron ng others person yung vendor mo na accountable for that software. May customer support naman yun. So it really solves that problem. Okay. Yep. I think we could move forward. Next, ano yung next book, Kev?
Sa akin is when the business model you created calls for it. So you touched on this quite well. You mentioned about you want to expand your growth, the revenue streams. So to me, especially during this day and age, right? If you're keen on doing a startup, if you want to start a company from scratch, most definitely your business model would really involve digital. Eh? Right, especially now in these times. However, for the instance na hindi, meron pa rin talagang telltale signs. Like example, a business model mo you wanna buy and sell, right? Wanna buy and sell. In this day and age, the business model of buying and selling, especially if you wanna reach out to a lot of people at once, you're not gonna go door to door. Yung parang typical salespeople nung 1970s, 1960s, diba?
Traveling salesman.
It may have worked before, pero ngayon, ang labanan, volume eh. Volume talaga yung labanan. So, given that business model, it's really when, from the get-go, you really have to invest in digital solutions already. Especially, lalo na, ano rin, if you're managing a lot of stock or high-risk stocks, or yung business model mo, you think you're gonna employ people that you quote unquote you may not trust immediately. So probably investing in a digital solution would make it easier for you to ease your mind. So yep. Yun sa, I think it's relatively straightforward.
Yeah, definitely. Just for the sake of our listeners, if you feel like I'm just trying to empathize when I was starting out in my career. Business model could feel very highfalutin. Pero essentially, what it means is activities lang ng business mo. Kung paano mo dinadala yung goods mo to your customers, paano ka nila binabayaran, paano ka nagke-create ng goods na yon, yung mga activities na yun lang in a nutshell, parang ganun. So business model yung term for that, just to make it more digestible. Pero yeah, I completely agree. Especially if you're starting out nga, as you mentioned, you have to have, or you almost have to have, to innovate the way you do your business, diba? Yung business model mo. Kasi it's hard to catch up to the competition kung hindi mo ma-separate yung sarili mo from that, diba? So, before, like, something like Amazon, diba? They have a completely different model nung nag-start sila. But now, they're the biggest, essentially, the biggest
yep.
retail company. Retail ba? I think company when e-commerce. That is sobrang diba? Pero dati sobrang nilang daming kalaban, diba? So they innovated yung the way they do their business, and the what they capitalized there was yung internet, yung digital solutions to be able to do that. So yeah, if your business model calls for it or something like that, or even if na-outdate ka na, if there are smaller alternatives, I think nagkakaroon kasi ng mga kunyari napuputol yung business mo na mas mahaba before. Let's say coffee shop, 'di ba? Ngayon, I think yung pinakabago ko, lagi ko na mention yung coffee shop kasi it's really close. Pero before, you can only get coffee in the coffee shop, 'di ba? But now in their homes, pwede ka nang people could get coffee at home from outside. So yung delivery has iba na talaga. And then the key reason why that's available or that's possible is because of the digital solution and the digital application na ginamit ng mga yep. bagong businesses na yun. So something like that. So even if you are a traditional business, you can still make use of digital solutions.
I think in this day and age, it's not you need, it's you need or you should. Prepositions.
Yeah. Completely agree. Okay.
Yun. For my last, paano ba to? So, I'll take a step back a bit. So, I don't want to bundle this, or I don't want to limit myself to just Chinese businesses, but I think I can speak for those who have family businesses who are started by their parents, diba? Who, especially yung mga traditional mom and pop shops or yung mga traditional corporations. It's really, this message hopefully is for the older generations, maybe the Gen X, Gen Millennials, and Gen Y. So Gen X, mga Gen Xers. If the newer generation calls for it, please listen. For the Millennials, especially for the listeners, if you've ever called for automation or investing in digital solutions, you proposed it to your parents, your uncles, and they said, hindi, yate kailangan yan. Kaya naman ng tao. Keep fighting the good fight. Push mo yan. Kasi, there's a bit of a joke to it, pero, ano talaga eh, I don't think yung people who suggest, hey, business partner, let's invest in a digital solution. I don't think they're in it to spend money or to waste the money. Kasi pera din nila yun eh. Most definitely, they see a problem and they want to solve it. And the best way they know how to solve it is investing in digital solutions.
Mm.
Kasi right in for scale up, we do websites, that we do websites, we do ERPs or procurement platforms. Most of our clients are, by coincidence and due to referrals, they are Chinese.
Mm.
And most of the time, it's really the younger generations who are pushing for automation and pushing for digital solutions. And often than not, lagi namin naririnig, una nga ayaw nila eh. Kaso nakulitan na eh. Kaya sabi, sige na nga. Napilitan pa.
Yeah.
So, yun lang sa akin. Eh, this is a special win. So, keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah. I think that comes into play because the older generation feel like if it's not broken, don't fix it kind of thinking. Diba? I think the things that we've enumerated so far and we'll still talk about later will further that kind of problem or like solve that problem. Eh? If you have these other factors moving around you, you have to adapt, diba? Hindi ka naman pwedeng stagnant lang. And I think that's the value of what we're talking about. Eh? Kasi it boils, right. I think it boils down to salesmanship. Eh? Kahit internal ka, internal stakeholder ka, sabi mo, child of owner, you still have to sell it to your stakeholders, yung boss mo, essentially. They're still pitching, they're still convincing, showing the value, showing how it will change the business. Syempre, it's not, you can't really just say na, bilhin na lang tayo ng ganito. You have to say na, okay, kapag in-automate natin to, itong taong gumagawa niyan, pwede nating ilipat, and then mas kikita tayo or mas makakasave tayo. Usually man, they speak in numbers. So, it's usually about reducing costs and earning more. So, isipin mo, if you're gonna think about investing in digital solutions, hanapin mo kung paano ka makakasave more or paano ka makaka-earn more. And then, tsaka na yung bawas ng sakit ng ulo siguro. Pero yun yung unang dalawa, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, I completely agree. Talagang especially the older generations. I'm not faulting them for this, but
yeah.
It's really a generational gap in which tayo, it's really not about the peso value, right? Sometimes it's more of qualitative benefits rather than quantitative. It's not, most of the time, it's not about spending or saving time. Actually, minsan nga, it's not about spending peso eh, but saving time eh. Diba? But so I agree with you, with the older generations, and again, this is not wrong, but money is really the language that they speak. Kaya I agree with your statement na it's either you reduce cost or you earn more.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that really goes smoothly into yung first point ko, which was new revenue streams or channels, diba? So, I think there is still a lot of opportunity even for traditional businesses. Personally, I like helping traditional, like working with traditional businesses because I feel like, well, not I feel like, pero totoong the business is proven versus startups where you still have to prove the business if it's gonna work. Pero if it's traditional business, kumikita na yan, may customers na yan, you just have to capitalize on the resources or the information within the business that you have. So, for example, I'll give a specific example. Kunwari, yung business ko, nagre-repair ako ng mga aircon. Diba? So, how can I create a new revenue stream in that? So, sabi mo, lahat naman gumagawa na ng aircon, yun usually. One way, or one easy way, is to create training programs on top of my head. Kasi, nagtatrain na ako ng tao eh, di ba? So, I can create a training program, record it, create a course, and then deliver it online. And then, yun, meron na akong bagong revenue stream. So that's one way to create a new revenue stream or new revenue channel for a traditional business. So, syempre, pwede rin namang completely different. So, say, managing Airbnbs, which is something completely new, diba? Although, hindi naman ako nagbe-breach ng NDA, pero I've talked to someone before, which was, they wanted to optimize the way that they manage the properties. So, that's a completely new business. And then, they're thinking of a new revenue channel. So, they're creating a new platform to manage properties. So, ganun. Although, na-differentiate na nga with the business model. Pero, yun yung some examples lang that I can think of.
Tapos, pag-release ng episode, kring! Hello, Mr. Maningas. You have breached our non-disclosure agreement.
No, hindi naman dito yun eh. So, okay lang. Okay. So, should we move on? You have anything to add, Kev?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've said it before during nung sa episode na to. It's really more about you will reach a certain point wherein yung cost to yung revenue mo or profit mo to the cost you're spending doesn't really make sense. Kasi ba, as a business, you want to maximize revenue or profit and minimize the cost.
Yep.
So I completely agree with your statement. Now, when there is a chance, or if when you want to create new revenue streams, it's good to invest in. You know, it's the right, probably the right time to invest in digital.
So next point is competition. So external pressures nga. So as you can see naman today, and I think it's an advantage then that you can see your competition really growing. It's syempre nakakatakot din siya, pero every time you see your competition serving their customers better, that's a threat to you, or creating new revenue channels, that's a threat to your business, definitely, diba? So if you feel like they're going up on you or natatalo ka na nila, that's an indicator for you to get up to speed, diba? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, completely agree. Kasi lalo na sa inya, again, sa space ngayon, most of the time you really start with digital solutions. Eh. Kaya nga, diba, a lot of, I think this is a perfect example. A lot of, when you go to Shopee, a lot of the shops you see on Shopee, pag chinek mo yung mga address nila, a lot of them come from Binondo.
Mm.
Specifically, mga 168, Divisoria. Kasi, they really see the competition. Kasi I feel that ang pinaka-competition nila are businesses from China. Eh. Mm. Kasi businesses from China, sobrang mura nung, for some reason, di ko alam paano nila napapababa yung cost. Nang sobrang baba. Tapos, they sell it for dirt cheap, and they're selling it to a country here in the Philippines na, alam mo yung, lagi tayong na-entice sa cheap goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think lahat naman ng tao eh, na-entice sa cheap goods. So, yung mga tao sa 168, talaga they go to Shopee, they go to Lazada. I think Shopee ngayon yung pinaka, ano nila eh, baluarte nila. Diba? Ang dami nila doon ino-order. Tapos lahat yun Shopee. Ay, lahat yun galing Divisoria, 168. And marami akong, I know a lot of businesses who do buy and sell. Initially, were very threatened by the shops in Divisoria and 168. Kasi sobrang bigla silang nag-ano eh. Ang mura pa naman ng gamit nun. Bigla silang nag-online. Parang, teka, lumakas yung sales. People don't, kahit na nag-pandemic eh, they survived. Kasi, and their shops are already online. So, competition really drives innovation. I agree with that.
Actually, one thing to add pala. There's this book called The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing by Al Ries yata and Jack Trout. So one of the laws there is called the Law of Success. And what it says, essentially, in a nutshell, is yung mga leaders in a market become arrogant and feel like, this is not verbatim, I'm just speaking to that point. Kung ano yung sinabi nila. So the leaders in the market become arrogant na they feel like hindi sila matatalo and parang minamaliit lang nila. They look down on the competition, especially when they're starting out and very small. I think the risk here lang, and it's something that people usually overlook, is the scale of the internet. As you mentioned nga, yung mga shops in Divisoria, di ba, natatalo, na nabubuhay sila, even the pandemic. Kasi they've used the internet. Pero it's hard for us, for people, to gauge the scale of the internet. Eh. Kasi yung interaction mo is one screen. Eh. You don't see the millions of people connected to that Shopee account. Diba? At a time, baka more than 100,000 yung taong nagbabrowse sa Shopee eh, as we speak. So, but it's really hard for us to gauge, and it's easy for you to feel arrogant, to have that sense of arrogance na, hindi naman ako matatalo, leader ako. And again, number one. Pero you'll see, because of its scale, kaya kang talunin ng smaller competition mo. So, yun lang. Dinidiin ko lang yung pressure ng competition. Okay.
The Law of Success.
Yep. So it's a nice book. 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. And then, okay, last ko is growth or decision making. So I think what we've talked about so far is very innovative. Eh. Parang more of innovation. Okay, new. And optimization pa rin naman. Pero like new revenue channels, new business models. Pero I think the one of the most important ones is decision making. So you could grow your business if you could decide better, and you could get data to make better decisions. Well, if you get data, you can make better decisions, and that comes with software like enterprise resource planning systems, diba, yung mga systems of record yung tawag nila. So if you know which stocks are moving, you can make better decisions. You can stop yung mga in-order mo na, hindi pala nabebenta to. You can unlock frozen assets na yung mga hindi mo nabebenta, ma-first in, first out mo kasi you have a good system of record. Although, it could work pag with pen and paper, but it's definitely going to be limited by the capabilities of the people using that pen and paper. And hindi naman tayo like, well, syempre, tao lang. So, hindi talaga siya like magiging as good as yung software. Kasi it could really work ng sobrang bilis, ng make complex computations. Diba? So, yun. I think that's worth it to talk about then.
Yung statement mo reminded me of especially yung the limitations of pen and paper. It reminded me of SpongeBob. Yung imagination. Kasi I agree. People or experts have really been saying we are now in the fourth industrial revolution, diba? Na this is the age of data. Na data is very abundant. It's up to us to utilize it. So yung take mo sa expansion, yung sa growth, that's actually one of that's something I didn't look at. Kasi ako, when I think of growth, it's really just expand more branches, more efficiency, efficient operations. But I think you gave a new perspective when you talked about data. Kasi not to become too technical, but I agree. Eh. When it's time to expand your business, the part of the digital solutions that you procure or you buy or you subscribe to, most of the time, inherent, meron silang data available or the more tech industry term are reports. Mm. So you mentioned na pwede naman siyang, you can do it on a pen and paper, but yun nga, how you interpret the data is limited by your imagination. Not unlike the existing solution, digital solutions, how it's represented or visualized, yung data, it's fit on how it's how the reader should supposed to interpret it. Parang wala na siyang room for misinterpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really good take on expansion of business. And I think this also ties to one of your points earlier that the money you spent is money well spent. Na you're not spending money on inefficiencies. You're not spending money on something that's, lack for a better term, impractical. Diba? You're spending money that will impact the growth of your business the most. So that's a really good take.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I have a really good example or case study in that. I'm not completely sure yet, pero there's this, hindi ko siya na check, pero there's this business kasi in China called Luck in Coffee. Coffee again, no? Sobrang bilis nila lumaki from nothing to IPO within 2 years. So crazy, diba? One of the biggest drivers for them was being able to expand really fast and open branches open branches in a smart way. So they how they do their transactions was through an app. You order coffee through an app and yung data mo will be taken from that, diba? Pag nag-order ka. So, although hindi ko siya na-confirm, pero this is my interpretation or how I see it. When you order, they would know kung saan ka galing. And then they could, if they notice na, okay, kunyari sa Quezon City, madaming nag-order dito sa area na to. Tapos, napansin, wala pa palang branch doon. Now, they could open another branch in that area kung saan mas maraming nag-order. And then, they could answer the demand there, di ba? And then, mayayari yan. Kasi, although, yung location naman, meron pa rin namang people who will order na hindi exactly doon, around lang. Pero, mas makakapag-make ka ng, or makaka-open ka ng new branches na malapit doon, or na para doon sa may demand na area. So, that's an example of proper decision making through proper data or accurate data, maximizing your data. Diba? Kasi lahat naman ng customers mo, kahit palengke ka nga lang, for sure naman may data yung, kahit nagbibenta ka lang ng pork dyan, sa palengke, may data naman yung customers mo. Hindi mo lang siya nag-gather, pero if alam mo na, sa village na yun, 80% ng customers ko, maglagay kaya ako sa may gate ng village na yun, di ba? So, ganun yung pwede mong gawin. And then you could, yung branch na in-open mo, accurate siya or like smart decision, hindi yung basta arbitrary lang na feeling mo lang, di ba? So, yun. Okay.
Magtatayo ng potato corner tsaka Master Shomai. Dapat inform.
papafill out mo lahat ng customer mo na. Bibili lang na siomay. Sige.
Saan po? Saan ka po bibili ng siomay?
Tagasan po kayo.
Kakain po ba kayo na siomay sa sinehan?
Pero actually, pwede mo nga tanungin yun. Although, baka hindi siya proper market research.
Okay. Master siomay sa may sinehan. Nakatabi ng potato corner.
Yeah. Okay, Kev. I think we've gone through everything na, no?
Yeah. Sa list ko, everything. So, Abel, meron ka bang key takeaways sa sa discussion natin ngayon?
Yeah, I think for me, pinaka-important is, although very close to my heart, is yung customer experience. Since being a designer, 'di ba? I live for the user advocate, that kind of thing. Pero I think syempre businesses naman are about providing value for customers. And well, value could come in different forms. Pero yun nga, if you address the problems of the customers, there's more opportunity for your business, more growth for your business. So I think yun yung pinaka-important na takeaway for me, na listening to what your customers need, especially now with the ever-changing or ever-changing and ever more complicated customer needs, you have to adapt and address those. So I think yun yung biggest trigger. Okay. Ikaw, Kev, anong key takeaway mo?
Nakuha mo na yung listen to your customers eh. So, akin na yun. Sayang. But sa akin, it's three simple ones. Yeah, listen to your customers. Sa akin is listen to your partners. And this ties up to my third point na be open-minded. Or if I'm gonna be putting it harshly, don't be in denial.
Yeah.
Kasi may mga times talaga na especially if the business is something that you really conceptualized on your own. Ang tawag mo sa kanya, "Oh, but this is my baby," right? You wanna protect your baby. But syempre, not all parents know what's best for their kids. So similarly, not all business owners especially early on in their careers know what's best for their business. So if your customers, your business partners, or the newer generations suggest that, hey, it's maybe high time that we invest in something that can automate or make us more efficient and effective, then I think just have a more open mind and explore. Kasi hindi naman ibig sabihin na mag-explore ka, bibili ka na, di ba?
Yeah. Actually, marami namang available solutions nga, di ba?
Yeah.
Na-mention naman na natin. Refer ka naman sa previous episode namin. And then
yep, I think watch episode 10. Episode 10, investing in digital for more information about competition. Tas I think go back to our previous episodes for going digital. Marami rin tayong doon. We demystified a lot of topics or misconceptions about digital solutions and digital products, di ba?
Yep. Okay, Kev. I think that's pretty much everything for this episode.
Yes. I think this is the first time we're ending below 1 hour. Or thereabout.
I'm not really sure.
Kasi most of the time, we get lost in thought. We get lost in thought in conversation na humahaba siya. But anyway, I still hope at least for this session, we have somewhat decoupled this conversation to when. When as in what are the triggers or signs that you may need to explore or go digital. Like what Abel mentioned, yung ibang episodes namin tackled the why, tackled the what, probably tackled the how much, but mahirap din kasing i-decouple sila eh. Talagang may mga points tayo in the conversation na papasok yung why, yung what, but hopefully we have gave you an idea on what are the wins of going digital.
I think this episode is more strategic eh, like in nature kasi, diba, yung things that we've talked about before could be arbitrary. Could parang, you could say na, sige, let's do this. Pero it's not strategic unless there's a trigger or there's a reason behind it, diba? So I think that this sort of rounds up everything that we've talked about so far. Diba?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Kev, for the great conversation. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Abel, for the great conversation every 2 weeks. So with that said, where can they find you?
They can find me on LinkedIn. Just search for Abel Ross Maningas from 10 and 11 Design. How about you, Kev?
Same. They can find me on LinkedIn. It's Kevin John Lee. The title I placed there is Enterprise Architect. So formal guy Chinese, probably ako yun. Kasi madami, hirap talaga. Hirap ako hanapin eh.
Yeah. And you can find the both of us in our Discord channel where we'll give the link in the description of this episode. So you can join us there for hangouts, conversations. So every after show, which is every second Tuesday of the month, we hang out and just talk to
Thursday.
The listeners. Thursday ba? Yeah. Thursday. Tuesday ba sinabi ko? Sorry.
Every Thursday.
Thursday. Sorry. All right. Thanks, Kev.
And don't forget to like our newly created Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
I think kami lang ang, pag nag-search ka Digital Shomai, kami lang naman yung may ganyang pangalan eh. Na we bring you not only digital product knowledge, but also tidbits about Shomai.
Diba? Yun talaga yung ano eh. Bungad eh. Pag-start pa lang. Okay.
Mabat mong goal yan, di ba? So yun, please like, subscribe, and don't forget to listen, share with your friends, and thank you for those who have been listening to us, giving us feedback since the beginning. So thank you very much. Hopefully we can get you on the show soon.
Yep. All right. Okay. Thanks everyone. Thanks, Kev. Bye.
Isabel. Bye.
Bye.